George P. Bush fails to win Donald Trump endorsement, despite pandering. By Charlie Spiring on July 27, 2021. Texas political figure George P. Bush failed to win an endorsement from former President Donald Trump on Monday for the state attorney general race. The former president endorsed current Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton for re-election, even though he is under investigation by the FBI for dealings with political donors and was indicted for securities fraud. Ken has my complete and total endorsement for another term as Attorney General of Texas, Trump wrote. He is a true Texan who will keep Texas safe, and will never let you down. George P. Bush, the son of failed presidential candidate Jeb Bush, worked hard to demonstrate to Trump he fully supported the president in an attempt to win his endorsement. He pinned a picture of himself and Trump on his Twitter account after visiting the former president in Bedminster, New Jersey in June. During the campaign, Bush's team gave out beer koozies reminding voters of positive things that Trump had said about him. But Trump remained loyal to Paxton, who helped lead the fight challenging the 2020 presidential election by suing four battleground states. The Supreme Court did not take up the case. Paxton also spoke at Trump's rally in Washington, D.C., on January 6 to challenge the election results. Bush responded to Trump's endorsement by again pointing out Paxton's legal troubles on social media. I'm running for Attorney General because Texans deserve integrity and honesty from the office of Texas top law enforcement official, Bush said. Texans deserve a candidate without a laundry list of existing and potential criminal indictments.